governor asked for a meeting with or invited leaders to come in for a meeting earlier in the week. Has there been any movement that you have heard on facilitating that, actually having it happen?
I'm not aware of whether all of the legislative leaders have gotten back in touch with the governor's office. I know informally I've been having conversations with all of the leaders and the governor about different things we could do to come to an agreement. But I'm not certain whether the governor's office has heard from everybody yet on dates.
Do you detect any receptivity on the part of your Republican counterpart to in fact discuss this?
Well, I've talked to the speaker about the fact that litigation is expensive and uncertain, and a negotiated agreement could be fast and certain. Of course, we all want to have everything exactly the way we want it, and so that gets in the way of negotiating an agreement. But I think if everybody gives a little, we could have a four-hour special session and put this whole dispute behind us.
Is your impression that the Republicans are going to move ahead with legal action against the governor, or are they just using that as a bargaining chip? Do you have any feeling on that?
I don't know whether at this point in time they have hired an attorney and prepared to file suit because they are bound and determined to spend their time and energy litigating rather than negotiating, or whether they're doing that as a prudent step to prepare for a potential failure to reach an agreement with the governor. I hope that the Republican leaders will spend at least as much time trying to negotiate an agreement as they spend trying to fight with Governor Dayton in court. I think the people of Minnesota will be served the best if we don't waste their money on litigation that we don't need to have.
There are some who say on this that the governor is going to lose, and there are others who say that the court is probably going to say that the issue is not ripe yet and say, okay, you guys all sit back down again and try to work this out. What's your thought on that? You're an attorney.
I think that it's definitely to our advantage to get to the table as soon as possible and get a resolution. You know, Republicans were willing to put at risk the employment of all state employees and another government shutdown like the one they brought about in 2011. And what the governor did was very responsible, and he kept Minnesota state government operating. He said, hey, look, you guys, I still have some disagreements with you, but the only employees I'm going to put at risk are those who are most directly involved in negotiating a resolution, and that's you. And so I think what the governor did is he has kept the state running, and he has sharply limited the areas of disagreement to get legislators back to the table.